99.3 Nigeria. For a very lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria, and wherever you're watching from and wherever you're listening from, we appreciate you for joining us today. I'm Sheriff Quadri. If you are not watching on Facebook, I think it's a good time to start right now. You can log on to your Facebook or YouTube pages and join us there, because the conversation we're about to have right now borders on the conversation we started on Monday. If you've been following the trajectory of our conversation since Monday, it's been about the system. It's been about personal development. It's been about personal accountability from Monday. And it's time for us to take that a little bit higher this morning. So go to Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Ask your any question at all as regards leadership. If you run a company of your own and you're struggling to put people together, if you're struggling on how to stop personal corruption as well, you can ask your question how you can curb this. If you're a government official and you're finding some things quite difficult on how to lead in your own parastatals or ministry or departments, don't be shy. Let's know your question. You know why? Because I have an expert in the studio this morning. So we're not just going to talk about all those things we discussed on Monday and Tuesday, then leave you hanging. We're going to continue and, you know, try to bring solution to the table this morning. Toye Shobande joins me live in the studio. He's a world-renowned an expert when it comes to strategic leadership development. He's here in the studio. Toye, lovely morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Sherry, for having me. Thank you.
You're a very difficult man to track. I swear. It's not easy to get you. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let me start this way. Do we have a leadership problem
in Nigeria?
Yes.
Even the blind man and the deaf man knows that.
Is that obvious?
It's so obvious. You know, the way it is, I was discussing with my friends this morning that I was reading Warren Bunny's writing about giving an integrative definition of leadership. And I'm wondering, why are we finding it difficult to define leadership? And he said, leadership is like beauty. No, you can't give a definition to it. But you can tell it when you see it.
When you see it, you know.
You know this person is beautiful, but you just can't give it a definition. That's exactly what we are confronted with leadership. When you see good leadership, you can tell. You will know this is good leadership.
Why do we have leadership problems? Why?
The basic foundation of humanity is tied towards one thing. Fulfillment, significance, joy, happiness. All of those things are seemingly intangible, but they are the driving force for humanity. Kindness, all of those things. And as long as those things exist and humanity yearns for it, we need an anchor. It's either we epitomize it as the anchor, or we look forward to a model that epitomizes it. It's just like a father. I have a son. He looks up to me. I'm his hero. Everything that he can do. He tells his mom, oh, daddy can carry that. Daddy can do that. And that's just exactly what leadership is all about. Because he sees me model something for him,
right,
and he thinks his dad is a Superman.
Is it our fault that we have failed? No, let me remove the field. It's been impossible for us to put somebody there as a role model, as a leader. Is it our fault that we can't get somebody?
It's not essentially about blame apportionment.
Yeah,
it's our understanding of leadership. If you have never met me before, you won't be able to describe who Toye is. If you meet me, you can tell, oh, Toye, he's dark, he's tall, he's short. You could have certain vivid descriptions to me. But if you have never experienced leadership before, you can't describe it. So our problem is we do not have an understanding of what leadership is about. And for those who think they understand what leadership is about, what they understand of leadership is based on the environment they grew up from or what they were exposed to. So if you grew up in an environment whereby your father was harsh, he was tough. You know, some of us grew up in an environment whereby if you hear the sound of your dad's car, you disappear. So if you grew up under a leadership like that, you grew up under oppression, and naturally, you know, you see a leader as somebody everybody should shake around, everybody should be afraid of. And that's the orientation people took to the workplace. When you get to the workplace, people are shaking around their managers, around their supervisors, around their MDs. Once the MD comes in, people who were laughing, giggling, and gisting before becomes very quiet. And that's exactly what happens, because there's some subconscious orientation of what we think or who we think the leader is. As long as we have that subconscious orientation, we will misdefine our target. who will misdefine what leadership is and who a leader should be. And that's exactly where the problem is.
Who should a leader be? Who is a leader?
A leader is someone who takes... in my doctoral project as a strategic leadership expert, we were given the opportunity to study the different definitions of leadership. Okay. And it was so copious. Hmm. And so we were now asked, you come up with your own definition. Hmm. After a hard, long time thinking about it, within just the space of 5 minutes that the professor gave us, I realized that leadership is taking responsibility, not only for your life, for the life of people around you and the relationships that those lives involve.
Leadership is taking responsibility.
Responsibility. At the personal level, for others, for the society, and for everyone that is connected to your life. For example, let me give you an example. And I use this example every time. I'm driving on the road in Lagos, typical Lagos. Mm-hmm. I take responsibility for the wheels, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have a direction to where I'm going.
That's right.
Now, the manufacturer of the car had put in everything into that car that I need, from the horn to the gear
to the wheels
and all of
everything.
That. Now, I can't drive recklessly on the way because there are guidelines, there are lanes for me to follow. So that means if I want to change lane, I have to indicate to the left. If I want to change lane to the right, I have to indicate. Why did the manufacturer put all that component? It's for guidance. It's for direction. So that I will not run foul and create a problem and have an accident. Because the person at my rear has not been pre-informed that I'm taking a turn to the left. Or the person coming right in front is not pre-informed that this guy is going to be turning. And that's exactly the problem.
Right.
So we see a lot of rough driving in Lagos because someone, somewhere, has not taken responsibility that my action will affect my neighbor.
Right.
My action will... You know, I grew up with my mom saying this thing. And I was thinking of it this morning as I was preparing to come here to the studio. My mom says it a lot. She says it in Yoruba language, but I'll translate it. She says, don't think about yourself alone. Don't think about it. Take responsibility. Don't think about yourself alone. And she says in Yoruba language, think of others. In what instance does she say this? I remember my brother in those days would pack food and he want to eat.
Yeah.
And my mom would say, that food for only you. Have you not thought of your siblings? They're also going to eat. You can't pack all the food in the plate for only yourself. Think of others. As simple as that principle is.
It starts from there.
It starts from there. And that's exactly what our society is reflecting. People get into leadership position and all they think is how to benefit themselves. Now, I don't want to go into analyzing all that problem. It's common.
Right,
we all know it.
Right,
but
right.
When we don't embed that principle, and I'm grateful to God my mother helped me realize that for a long time. For me, I thought she was nagging. I thought she was just making noise, saying all of these things. But when I grew up and I experienced life as it is,
right,
I understood that was a very fundamental principle she was training us with, being very considerate of others.
Right.
As a parent now, if I'm spending money on myself, I realize I have school fees to pay. I have the future of my kids to take care of. So if a leader in an organization, a business, is thinking, you don't have to necessarily hold leadership positions because that's not what defines leadership. And that's exactly where our problem is in this part of the world. We define leadership as a position that needs to be occupied. But that's the least form of relevance because anybody can be an accidental leader. You can be appointed. You could carry out a coup. And in this age and time, you could be elected, even though you are not a leader.
Do you prepare for that role? How does one prepare?
I will link it to marriage.
Okay.
If a man is going to be marrying a woman, some religious institutions insist you must go through what we call courtship period, where you are counseled, you are tutored on how to be a husband. I remember when I first got married and my wife, would be upset about something that I do, and I played a fast one on her, and I said, I've never been married before, so I'm not experienced. I said, just cut me some slack, give me time, I'll get
this.
If I've been married before, then I have experience. So if I'm looking for a job, they tell you must have 5 years experience. I don't have experience, so just cut me some slack.
Right.
Now, so in this instance, there has to be certain parameters and criteria as to what we expect of someone who is going to occupy a leadership position that directly impacts people's lives, that directly impacts families, that directly impacts the future of the unborn child. That person, we cannot take the criteria for granted. We cannot assume that it's just formal education that person requires. We cannot just assume that the CV of the person should reflect the position he or she has held. No. It's beyond that. So that means we have to have a clear definition. One of the basic things I understood about the American society, about their selection of leadership, is the family. They don't joke with family. They're very particular about that. They're very particular about certain ethical measures, ethical values.
Standards.
So in this part of our world, what is the standard for appointing a leader? You called a leader 4 years ago a cultist, and you are coming back to sell to us the same leader as a messiah. Then something is fundamentally wrong with our mental state of what we visualize leadership to be. And yet people will go en masse to vote.
It seems like this thing is getting quite deeper than what I had envisaged.
Okay.
Because what you have just said now is something that we witness every now and again.
Oh, yes.
In our society of today. Some months ago, you see somebody calling somebody and accusing that person of being something. And the next moment, that person is occupying a position publicly. And you see people around that same person.
Yeah.
You see somebody being released from jail and there is celebration and wild jubilation after being convicted by law court. And it's all very murky if you look at it.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do people know these standards? Are we aware of these standards? Is there a definition of standards that you... who is a driver right now listening to us right now, do we understand these are the things that if you have done this, there's no going back? You can't be elected into a public office, you can't lead a community, you can't lead you just be there. Do we have that definition?
You know, for every airplane that is on the tarmac set to fly, you are given what they call a flight clearance.
That's
and every
right.
pilot is expected to submit a flight plan. Without a flight plan, you're not given a clearance to fly. It's that clear.
Right.
In this part of the world, in Nigeria, that I see in our African continent, we don't have a clear flight plan as to where we are heading. There are no... And when I mean flight plan, I mean value systems. What are the value systems that we espouse in this nation? For example, when I was growing up, if you misbehave in a certain way, you hear your parents say to you, so family, don't behave this way. If you are going to be a shobande, I'm Toy Shobande. My father is shobande. If you are going to be a shobande, shobandes don't behave this way. A shobande does not speak this way. I can't forget something my mom told me as a young chap. I went to bed very late watching a movie and I slept late. So I woke up very late. And my mom said, if you are going to be a shobande, you can't sleep this way. You can't oversleep your life away. That means there are certain parameters to which people perceive the shobande family.
The values of the shobande.
The values of the shobande family. So what are the values of the Nigerian community? What's the value of the Nigerian nation? What do we value? Life? Do we value hard work? Do we value kindness? Do we value love?
Honesty, integrity?
Integrity. Those things are now like textbooks to us. They are not practical enough. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I was driving and I was telling the person in the car, I said, Nigerians are very hardworking. But the question is, do we reward hard work these days in this part of the world? As long as there are no standards, no value systems, it's just like what one of the religious books says. It said, where there's no vision, people cast off restraints. That means people go wild. And that's exactly what we are experiencing. Because there are no clear-cut flight plan, no clear-cut vision that is relatable, that each person can... Now, how many people listen to the news about the budget and they can relate with it?
They can understand it.
They can understand the element.
They know what is in it for them. They understand everything.
At all. It just seems far-fetched. So these days, people talk about the statistics for the COVID infection.
Right.
There are no names to it. It's just a statistics to us. Until you hear your neighbor has it. Until you hear... No, that's exactly the way it is. So what institutions do we have that espouses those values? Because to sustain those standards, they need to be institutionalized.
Right.
When you look at the standard institution in this country, we don't celebrate those values. Nobody talks about hard work anymore, because we're just talking about a gentleman who had made it so well not educated, not enlightened, not schooled, but he recently wrote a book that was celebrated on Twitter yesterday. Now, how do I tell my son that is the standard of success? That is the standard of integrity. Who do I point to in this nation, in the political sector? And I tell my kids that if you want to be somebody significant in life, just model your life after this person. None. We rarely do have any.
That's quite...
It's threatening.
That's scary.
It's scary. I grew up with my mom giving me a 1963 newspaper to read about Segun Awolowo, who was the first international lawyer that Nigeria produced in 1963. My mom gave me that newspaper. I was in primary three and I read it. And that informed subconsciously in me the desire to want to study law. And I started announcing to everybody I wanted to study law. I did not only want to study law, I wanted to become an international lawyer just because my mom presented to me something that should be espoused. That is, work hard, study, become a lawyer, and this is what your life will reflect. It was a celebration of Segun Awolowo. I'm not talking about the Segun Awolowo Jr. I'm talking about the father who is late. You know, that struck me. As a young chap, I started reading autobiographies. I read the Obafemi Awolowo autobiography. I read Nnamdi Azikiwe's autobiography. I read Ojukwu's autobiography. There were some things they said in those books that remains with me today. There were some things that were highlighted in those, in the days of MAMSA, National Orientation Program. There were things that were espoused. Today, if I have a waste product with me, a news, probably a tissue or something, I hold it so consciously that sometimes I forget them in my pocket, in my jacket, because I don't want to constitute a nuisance, because I grew up with Kai, knowing that you must not drop something on the floor.
Right.
But today, I'm driving on the road in VI and I'm seeing somebody eating coconut, eating all sorts of things, and just throw the trash, oranges, and throw the trash on the road. For who? To go and clean. As simple as that. Now take that person, that human being, and put him in leadership position in Nigeria, then we know we are in trouble. And that's exactly what we are experiencing. Along the lines, as we had economic depression, our value system equally depressed. People began to fight more for economic survival, such that they would do anything to survive, to make a living, including cutting corners, including sacrificing their integrity, sacrificing their honesty, sacrificing their self-esteem, just to have food on their table.
How dangerous is that?
Oh, God. Come on. We've not seen the consequence yet. It's a long-run project.
We have not?
We've not. We've just started.
What are the consequences?
Do you see those children on the streets?
Yes.
Begging for money?
Yes.
There'll be a time they won't beg you for money anymore. They'll tell you, if you don't give me what you have now, I will kill you. And it has started happening already. Just look closely in the news. It's happening already. It's happening already.
They will not beg
They
anymore.
Will not beg you anymore.
They
for
will
food.
Forcefully take
it. They will forcefully take it because they have to survive. When somebody wants to survive, he's desperate. Have you seen a man trying to drown, who falls into water and he wants to drown? The desperation as to which he wants to get out of the water. Whoever wants to deliver that person and take that person away from the water can never, you know, the lifeguards will not go right in front. They will have to go at the back because the person is desperate. Anything he holds, he will grab and he will cause that person to sink with him. That's exactly what we are in right now in this nation. If we don't take care of this issue right now, this survival instinct, look at what happened during the lockdown. Look at the amount of armed robbery incidences that happened. We treated it like a news item. It's not a news item. It's just one of those things that are far away from us. People started going from house to house to rob because their daily income has been affected. The informal sector in this nation is the one that holds the economy. The unbanked guys, they don't put their money in the bank. They make money on a daily basis.
You're right on that.
Now, for so long a time, they don't have a source of income they needed to feed. At that point in time, they are desperate. So it starts from begging. And because kindness is not a national value, nobody is thinking of providing food or support for them. From there, they move on to intimidation. They will intimidate you to see whether you fall for their antics. If you fall, you know, they go away with it. From there, the confidence begins to arise. They do one robbery. They get to then it becomes, you know,
a regular
consistent
thing.
And it's household. You see, you drive in your luxury car. You are enjoying the AC. You are looking at those kids begging on the street. I'm sorry. They'll come for you one day.
Toye, we're going to pause and see if we can squeeze in some reactions right now before we go on our first break. When we return from that first break, we'll look at some indices that can actually point to the fact that a leader or leadership has failed in any society. What are those signs? And when we begin to see those signs, are there ways we can quickly stop those things from progressing any further? And we then bring that to Nigeria's situation,
yes,
where we are where we are right now, and if there is any comeback at all for Nigeria. If you'd like to join the conversation today, feel free to call us 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. We've got about a minute to go before the break, but we're processing our first caller this morning. Abatunde joins us right now. Abatunde, good morning to you. Abatunde, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
The truth of the matter is,
welcome.
Every leader is a product of their society. What we are experiencing today is the product of our society.
We lost my button this call. Button, do try and call us back, okay? Do try and call us back. We appreciate that you tried to reach out. Let's pause. Let's go on a quick break. When we return from this break, we will continue with our conversation this morning. And I hope that we're all paying attention. We discussed this issue on Tuesday. We had similar conversation as well. It's time to take this home. That is, bring solutions to us this morning today. With show chronicle, Sheriff Quadri. You can send me your thoughts, Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. That's Nigeria Info MCF. MCF stands for Morning Crossfire. Let's know what you think about the conversation today. You can also send your thought via WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. On Twitter, make it very short and straight to the point. We wouldn't like to drag and read long messages. Same goes for WhatsApp as well. Let's go to break. We're back in a moment. Stay here on the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Dorado, better itself. Now 10 gigabyte data. Just land my Airtel soul. Guess how much? 3,000 naira. 3K credit for 10 gigabyte data. You shock, Abby? Make I add extra shock. 5,000 naira go give you 20 gigabyte data. Now so be self for shock.
That's right. With Airtel data, just a little more gets you so much more. Introducing Airtel More for More data plans, like 10 gigabytes for just 3,000 naira and 20 gigabytes for 5,000 naira. Dial star 141 hash today.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
Hey, Oga and Madam, you don't see the room now. Make I show you the toilet where you go to share with the other neighbors.
This.
Uh-huh. What's your
problem? Oga agent, you mean say na general toilets clean, come white like this, eh?
Yes, now. Nah. See, what's in they use take cleaner and kill the yamayama germs come out.
Hypo toilet cleaner? Wow.
Wash your toilet at least once a week with Hypo toilet cleaner to keep it sparkling clean and germ-free. Available in sachet for 35 naira only.
Madam, now 2 years land on one coletto.
We go pay for 6 years, eh?
Hypo.
Something big is about to happen to you on radio. I bet you never saw it coming. The dynamic duo joined together by not just radio, but everything in between.
It's more than just a radio experience. It's an experience of a lifetime.
What's up, Lagos?
It's the feel of Lagos.
Fire!
From the mainland to the island, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Come, let's talk.
Tune in every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a whole brand new What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Collins.
I am Andrea. Teke.
Ah, Teke Mazidimejike.
In the information era, facts, events, and news are available at the click of a button. The information flow is enormous, which makes the financial markets unpredictable. As a trader, you need to have a strategy, and most importantly, you need a trustworthy partner that will simplify things for you. Hot Forex is serious about its responsibilities to you. With its origin dating back to 2010, we are a multi-regulated broker with over 2 million live accounts.
wide global presence, more than 35 international awards, tight spreads, multiple assets, reliable fast execution, technological innovation, and multiple account types. The Hot Forex team is always ready to deliver trading services and free trading education that you can rely on every time. And this is not just a mission, it's a promise. Visit the Hot Forex Educational Centers at 3rd floor, Warala House, 90 Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, or call 0908-517-6394 or visit www.hotforex.com. Hot Forex, for traders that want more.
To all the mothers in Nigeria, we congratulate you for progress on your journey, for all your efforts. While taking care of your family, you also didn't give up taking care of yourself. We congratulate you and all Mofix mothers. You are always the number one. Now, Nigeria's number one choice of mothers have Mofix Air Dry baby diapers. Thanks to Mofix Air Dry, now babies and mothers enjoy the ultimate peace. Come and join mothers who experience Mofix Air Dry baby diapers.
Breakfast your day every day with the nourishment of malt, milk, and cocoa and the delicious taste of Milo.
Nestle, good food, good life.
At ShopRite, you'll find everything you need and more. Buy a pack of 24 330ml Maltina drinks at 3,299 naira 99 kobo and chicken twin packs at 1,599 naira per kilogram. Buy your recharge cards at any till points within the store. Check our website www.shoprite.com.ng for more deals. All prices valid till the 7th of February 2021. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always.
Virtual meetings, online shopping, mobile payments, and even online weddings. Alat, your pocket-friendly digital bank, is your plug to own your world as you can transfer funds, pay bills, buy airtime and data, and perform all bank transactions from your comfort zone with zero stress and zero hassle. Download the Alat app today on Google Play Store and on the iOS App Store.
Alat, powered by Wema Bank.
Now be waiting that they argue against the All Progressive Congress, APC, now it be the Ogbonge party for Obodo, Nigeria. So therefore, for you to get mad Sorosoke, for waiting concern you for the party and for Nigeria, the chairman of APC Mobilization and Sensitization Committee for youths, women and people living with disabilities, PLWDs, and the executive governor of Kogi State, His Excellency Alhaji Yaya Bello, they especially invite our Ogbonge Nigerian youth, the Sorosoke generation, to register and join the All Progressive Congress, APC, for the party membership registration plus including revalidation exercise, where they start from January 25, 2021. Venue now for all polling unit for the country. Time now 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. every day. This story they come out from the chairman of APC Mobilization and Sensitization Committee for youth, women and people living with disabilities, His Excellency Alhaji Yaya Bello, Governor of Kogi State.
Hey, Oga and Madam, you don't see the room now. Make I show you the toilet where you go to share with other neighbors.
Now the toilet be this.
What's up?
Oga agent, you mean say na general toilets clean, come white like this,
Yes, now. Nah. See, what's in the use? Take cleaner and kill the yamayama germs come out.
Hypo toilet cleaner? Wow.
Wash your toilet at least once a week with Hypo toilet cleaner to keep it sparkling clean and germ-free. Available in sachet for 35 naira only.
Madam, now 2 years landlord one coletto.
We go pay for 6 years,
Hypo.
God, don't you find that? When you talk about find out the remedy, they learn from where we did. Because to find it easy for me. I wonder that is what we say, easy well for me. Now linking my NIN to my glow line. Don't tell me, bro. I think just first now pick up my phone. Go use the USSD code by dialing *109*, my NIN hash. Quickly, I go just text my NIN to 109. I think also visit glowworld.com/NIN on top my super fast internet. If I come the area where we say Glow World near me, Now just waka enter. And if you don't forget your NIN, dial *346#, you don't get them back. Some people don't. They call, they ask questions. Hey, we don't call register for NIN. Don't worry yourself. Just waka enter any nearest Glow World. No let them disconnect you from all the amazing voice and data offers where they inside Glow. Linking your NIN, they're safe. And it's 100% free with zero wahala.
Glow, grandmasters of data.
You get to win money. You get to win 10,000 Naira cash on the Just a Minute Game Show. Call in to any of our shows, The Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds, and you stand a chance to win 10,000 Naira. Winner will be announced on Hard Facts, Just a Minute, the game show for everyone. Right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Powered by Creditville.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on your radio. Morning Crossfire here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This week has been dedicated to re-engineering our social construct. Right from Monday we started, we continued on Tuesday, and we're here on Wednesday as well, continuing in that line. I can see your phone calls, I can see them, but we'll take your feedback in a moment. We have feedback on Facebook, we have feedback on Twitter, we have WhatsApp as well. Let's look as we're back right now. By the way, I'm Sharif Quadri in the studio with me. Let's start with Facebook and take some quick on Facebook. See, where's your... Just, I'll try and look. There's a planet to start with. Okay. Now, with this one here. This person is asking a very valid question. I'm sure that a lot of people are in this boat as... He wants to know... how to handle emotional intelligence in dealing with person and option. That he wants you to talk about, you know, how to visual differences in an organized, in an institution. I'm guessing he's a leader. He wants you to, you know, help him.
Practical is relatable,
right?
And it's something a lot of people is from. Workplace is toxic,
right?
And I guess that's where that person is coming from.
Hmm.
And the standard is this, like we said earlier, you can't give what you don't have. Now, do we teach emotional intelligence in our school curriculum that people can take to the workplace?
Yeah.
When they get into workplace environment?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. So that's where it starts from.
Mm.
Now, at the home front, were we raised to be emotionally intelligent?
Yeah.
Because when a father and a mother begins to argue in front of their kids and yelling, you have programmed the child with that child to grow up with. That child grows up and, you know, leadership is about conditioning and it's in.
Mm.
So when you take that environment where it's toxic, a home talk, that the parents do not know when to restrain themselves from arguing and speaking vulgar words at each other in front of their kids.
Mm.
The kids take that orientation, the school environment, take the workplace. You can't expect that intelligent to display. You can see how leadership is so integrated. So an employer wants to employ your fair qualification and experience. There are no concerns with soft skills, because they can come with a fair organization, but is emotionally bereft of. He do not know how to express his opinion, an opinion different. It does not mean my opinion is rubbish and the person is okay. I don't have to. All in aggregate is your leadership competence. Organizations' experiences the default their workplace. If the staff respect, what and disrespect from our community, and is at the top, must epitomize and model this, or else it will become point of hypocrisy if they press for the younger staff to behave in a way that is respectful and they talk down organizations.
Right.
And I see a lot of leaders give this thing the top, you know, thing have in the faith. They don't pray. A lot of hypocrisy going on. Manager expecting staff to show him respect, but you are not showing the condescend down. Some in this part,
right?
Some managers go as far as having their staff's parents. And them are convinced the product you came from. Can you say that? That's depressing. Address the issue and the address issue and address the person. Don't kill the esteem of that person. Husband talks to the. Especially women. Where some guys at the workplace talk about women and make them look, it's so appalling. Now, you now see such a little of respect for the organization.
How? Where?
When you're not epitomizing it. So that means that as an HR professional, I think a lot of issues, especially when you see the MD signature. So you rather keep quiet than oppose standards. You rather tell the organization to follow the values that was written. The leader is optimizing respect in the workplace, intelligence in the workplace, and you have younger staff to do that. That's an aberration. It will not stand. So the best way to do it, whilst we do that, our workplace culture has respect in it,
right.
You must delete at every circumstance. You must show it. Then that's
in office politics.
I just completed a book on leadership and office politics. It's going to be out in a few months, a few weeks from now. And one of the key things I addressed there was on this issue of conflict in the workplace. By human nature, conflict is bound to happen anyway. You have conflict between your siblings, conflict. But one thing is that as a human being, you were created for connection with people. And because you were created for connection, there will always be friction. Friction in views. But it does not separate the person less. I might have varying opinion. I must learn to also accept your opinion till you have a change of perspective. Because however we express our opinion is a function of perspective. So when I see conflict and I approach conflict, I try to discuss it. I walk up to the person who I have conflict with. I don't shy away from it. It's called having a difficult conversation. And people must learn to have... Some people are conflict averse. They don't like conflict. They rather just shy away from me. And they rather keep malice or keep quiet and
but they see that as a good thing because to them, they are avoiding a clash or something.
Is it a good thing? It's not a good thing because you are sweeping the problem. It's the whole house dirty at the end of the day.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Will stink. It will come out at the other end.
Makes sense.
People, the way they do it is to do an escape orientation, resign and leave the workplace. But you get to another workplace, it's still going to be the same experience. It's not going to change. So the first thing is that take control of what you can control. I can't control the other person's actions or reaction, but I can control my own reaction. And I will never make myself a victim of someone else's actions. I have had calls in my life as an employee at some point to walk up to my supervisor to discuss issues that had to do with workplace conflict. And I expressed my view. The first thing I did was not to justify my own actions, but to understand the person's position regarding the conflict. So when I understand the person's position, then it gives me clarity as to why and what informed his or her behavior. So I'm not there to defend my actions, but I'm just there to ensure communication is open. At all points in time, especially in a marriage, in a family, when conflict opens, like the first thing you must is communication.
Right, indeed.
Don't kill communication. That way you can easily resolve the conflict.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to take this to, let's stay in the workplace. From what we said, that if you have questions around leadership in workplaces, in homes and everything, bringing your questions, let's address them. Let's stay there. When we started, we talked about leadership in Nigeria, if we have leadership crisis. How about in our corporate world, in the corporate sector? Have you any knowledge as to the kind of state of leadership in that area? You know why I ask this question? Because I've had this conversation during this show. I've spoken with some of my friends who own their own businesses.
Yes.
And the feedback I got from them weren't really nice at all, as you guys, in their own opinion, most of them, they're saying that the corporate world is actually deficient in leadership, in good leadership. That what most corporate businesses do is beyond a good example of what a leader an owner of a business should be doing. You're an expert in this area.
That's very true. I get that complaint. Yeah, it's true. I get that complaint every now and then. I had a conversation with someone last week and I was almost depressed based on the conversation. It's bad leadership. And that is why our political state is in that coma.
This is scary.
Yeah.
So it's true.
Yeah. So when you see someone who is the owner of a business, who is a leader or a manager, the fact that you are called manager does not make you a leader. It's not. It's just a title. It's a nomenclature. The soft skills is what really matters. And a lot of people have the entrepreneurial drive, but they lack the management skills. When they have management skills, sometimes business, they lack the people skills. And that's the highest height where your business can become an institution. Absolutely. And that's why we have very few businesses that are thriving on a global plane in Nigeria. Nigerian-owned businesses. Because we have a very toxic work culture that we cannot export to the other part of the world.
Right, right.
And it's true. So it's not enough for me to know how to start a business and run a business. I must also learn the soft skills of people management, of helping people deploy their skills, discover themselves, give them a vision, give them a platform of expression,
right,
so they can also fly. And it's just not about getting the job done. It's also about them finding fulfillment on the job, discovering themselves on the job, discovering their skills on the job, building themselves, training, exposing them to skills that not that they need at the level of the operation, but right, they will need for a higher level. So it's just a function of I am competent on the job, but I lack the people skill element. So we see a lot of people in business who are competent, they can make money, they have all the money, but they don't have the people skills.
There is this fear that there may not be a comeback from this situation we're in now. We have deficits. We're deficient in good leadership in the private sector.
Yeah.
We're deficient in good leadership in public sector. Is there a comeback?
There is. So I don't want us to... there is, because there is a solution to everything. The challenge is that the solution is like, is not like Indomie noodles.
It's not a quick one.
It's not a quick one. It's going to take a while. It's a process. We've been existing as a nation for 60 years of independence.
Yeah.
But the amalgamation took place how many years ago?
About 100
something years ago.
Right.
So to experience that transformation, it will require a process. And that process is not the responsibility of one political party or one person who occupies a leadership position. And that's where we've also always gotten it wrong.
We want a quick fix.
We want a quick fix within 4 years. No political party, no president, no governor can solve the entirety of our problem within 4 years or 8 years. It's not a function of the number of terms. It's a process. And the first solution is, do we have a national vision of what we want Nigeria to be? What is the vision of the Nigerian we want to produce? What is the vision of the Nigerian? I travel around the world. I see the reaction. When I present my passport at different airports, you know, I see the reaction. I have chosen not to be mindful of it. Do you know how I deal with it now?
How?
I go with a book. I go with a book written by an American.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. So I present, I hold the book and my passport together.
Ah.
So the person is there fascinated by the book I'm reading and is wondering what book is. And it always works for me.
Ah.
Oh, one time I was in Netherlands and I was holding a book titled The Jewish Phenomenon. And this immigration guy kept looking at me. I was standing there, kept looking at the book. He couldn't take it anymore. He just walked up to me and pulled me out of the line and said, I just want to have a look at this book. And looked at
it. Whoa.
Then my Nigeria don't matter anymore. So we need to define we need to reconstruct that identity for the Nigerian.
Right.
So everybody knows it. We start teaching people. We infuse it into our educational system. And, you know, we used to do social studies. We used to do history. They don't do those things anymore in school. They don't teach all those moral values anymore in school. We don't uphold them. We spend more time... I'm sorry, but I'm not a critic of what do you call it, the reality TV shows.
Oh, okay.
But we spend millions of dollars, millions, billions of naira on reality TV show. But if that money goes into our educational system, into our institutions, we'll produce a better Nigerian. If the same money we use in voting,
right, right,
during those reality TV shows, for those frivolities, those entertainments, if we invest it into quality education or building a Nigerian mind, building an exceptional mind,
right
from primary down to university, that factory line, if we're able to do that successfully, that is the day the solution will begin for this nation. Because our current educational curriculum is not prepared to produce an exceptional Nigerian.
Wow.
Is mediocrity. Our educational curriculum, the way it is right now, is not being prepared to produce a Nigerian that will succeed. Why? Because we don't have standards to which we measure success. Let me ask a question. What is the standard for making money in this nation? How do you define making money? When somebody says he's a billionaire, the first thing you think of is that he's an oil magnate, because that's where the money is. But the world has moved beyond that. We're talking about tech. Look at the paystack guys.
Yeah.
So we need to redefine how Nigerians make money. How do Nigerians find fulfillment? There's something called the American dream. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Even Nigerians talk about... Nigerians are almost passionate much more than Americans, about American elections and the American leaders, much more than our own. Why? Because there's something we are trying to measure to. So what is the metrics for measuring an exceptional Nigerian that can compete globally? We need to define it. We need to reconstruct that Nigerian identity beyond just the passport and the NIN number. We need to take it to a level where we institutionalize it. And that starts with a vision. Then from there, we must empower our institutions. Our current political structure has weakened the institutions such that the institutions cannot uphold those values anymore. And as long as that is the case, we will continue to have a long range of corruption.
Right. Tori, we must go now. I'm so sorry. Listen, we have to do this again.
Oh, sure.
I don't know when next you'll be in Nigeria, but we have to do this again.
Whenever you call on me now, I'll answer quickly.
Yeah. Tori Chobande.
Thank you.
Strategic leadership expert joins us on the show today. Thank you so much for
coming.
Thank
you so much, Sheriff. It's been a great time being here. Thank you so much.
You know what? Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Let's go on a quick break. Yeah, we'll be back. Stay here.
Spark up your creativity. Expand your knowledge of new words and build your vocabulary. Get a copy of the Book of 100 Rhymes by Truman Nolly. It contains 20 rhymes each for presentation, Christian, freestyle, love, and advisory segments. You can get a copy for 1,000 Naira from any of these locations. Blanco Supermarket, Ikate by Lekki Epe Expressway, Orbit Link Pharmacy and Supermart, No. 13 Bodetomo Street, Surulere, Edichard Supermarket, 54 Olorun Logbon Street, Antoni Village, Nigeria Info Office, 267 Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. And for the Festac Masamasa Axis, you can call 0902-057-5859.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh yes, we just needed to take that break. Tell you, everybody wants to ask you a question, but we don't have time anymore. That's why we need to do this again.
Okay.
How can people reach you in case they have personal questions for you?
I'll be glad to have that. You can contact me via email. contactme@toyeshobande.com. contactme@toyeshobande.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Emmanuel Toye Shobande. On LinkedIn, Emmanuel Toye Shobande. On Facebook, I'm Toye Stevens. Toye Stevens on Facebook. On Twitter, Toye Stevens or Toye Shobande. Also on Facebook, Toye Stevens. You can reach me on those platforms.
All right.
Every Friday, I write a column for Business Day titled Leadership Factory with Toye Shobande every Friday. So if you have a question for me, you could contact me on any of those platforms.
All right, Toye. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming around once again.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you here.
Thank you.
Now, let's see if we can give somebody 10,000 Naira today. If you can answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds, you could just be the winner of a 10,000 Naira. Courtesy Credit Wheel.
Do you earn an income? Are you in need of funds for your child's school fees? Is your car or equipment old and needs a replacement? Do you need a loan for personal or business use? Whatever your business or personal need, Credit Wheel has got you covered. Simply dial 0805-510-0010. You can also send us an email via info@creditwheel.ng or log on to www.creditwheel.ng. Credit Wheel, financing you for a good life.
This is Just a Minute, Just a Minute on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, who is going to win 10,000 Naira today? 0700-993-993-993. This is brought to you by Credit View. Let's get started, shall we? Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Abednego.
Abednego, you want to play?
Yes, I want to play.
All right, let's play then. Let's play.
This is Just a Minute.
What is the name of the longest bridge in Africa?
Pass.
Okay. What is the name of my guest this morning?
Toye Shobande.
Correct. Shobande. One question got down correct there for you. Tell me the host of What's Up Lagos.
Colin Peke.
You are pausing. Two questions correct for you. Now, my third question is this. Name one winner of Everyday Nigerian last year.
Everyday Nigerian. I can't remember, but I know the guy who did something in Festac. Yeah, pass.
Okay. Tell me the name of the Kano State governor.
Rabiu Kwanfato.
Wrong. Tell me the name. Hold on, hold on. Tell me the name of the deputy governor of Lagos State.
Babafemi Hamza.
Three questions correct there for you, Abednego. Your last question, because of time, is this. What is the name of the host of Pinpoint?
Pinpoint, Agogobo.
Okay. How many questions did you get now?
Four.
Four questions correctly, Abednego. Stay on the line. We'll see and get your details, all right? You could just be... I'm not saying you're the winner yet, because you have... Exactly. Lagos, Nigeria, that is a Morning Crossfire today. Thank you all for being a part of it. Many thanks to the sponsors of Just a Minute, Creditsville. Appreciate you for making people smile. I'm Sheriff. I'll be back on your radio tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. In the meantime, you can follow me on social media at Sheriff Quadri. On Twitter. You can also follow me on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri and, of course, at Sheriff Quadri on LinkedIn. Good morning to you.
Do you need to meet up your goals for the year? Then here's the good news. Goals are easily achieved by choosing Creditsville as a reliable credit assistance. Creditsville is accessible and reliable at all times. With Creditsville, interest rates are affordable, repayment plan is flexible. This
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.